This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Election Commission has ordered for repolling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal today. Repolling will be held at 11 polling stations of Magrahat Paschim Assembly constituency and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly constituency in the state. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission of India has ordered repolling in 11 booths in Magrahat Paschim and 4 booths in Diamond Harbour Assembly constituencies in South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal. Commission has taken the decision after analyzing the reports of returning officers and observers. The repolling will start on 7 a.m. in the morning and end on 6 p.m. in the evening. Kollan Laha reporting from Kolkata.
Voting in these polling stations was held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Meanwhile, a special bench of Supreme Court has been constituted to urgently hear Trinamool Congress's appeal against a Calcutta High Court order restricting counting center staff to central government employees only. The Supreme Court bench comprising Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice Jayamalya Bagchi will hear the matter today at 10:30 a.m. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of the Thagat Budh at Jivatsal in Leh yesterday. On this occasion, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, V.K. Saxena, and the Union Home Secretary, along with many dignitaries, were present. The sacred exposition of the holy relics of the Thagat Budh is being organized in Ladakh from yesterday till 14th of this month. Government has said that it is ensuring preparedness and taking all necessary steps to maintain energy supply, support maritime operations, and assist Indian nationals in view of the evolving situation in West Asia. In a statement, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas yesterday said, enforcement actions to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG is continuing across the country, and on Thursday, more than 2,300 raids were conducted across the country. It said that online LPG cylinder bookings increased to 98% on industry basis, and as of Thursday, around 49 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered against bookings of around 41.6 lakh LPG cylinders. Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, has published several standards for medical assistive technologies under the National List of Essential Assistive Products, NLEAP, initiative of the Indian Council of Medical Research. The standards include those for elbow crutches, walking sticks, and multi-legged walking sticks. BIS has also issued standards on accessible design covering information content, figuration and display methods for tactile guide maps, application of Braille on signage equipment and appliances, and portable ramps. Maharashtra Education Board will declare the results of the Class 12 examinations conducted in February-March this year today. According to an official statement, the results will be announced online. Students will be able to access their results through the board's official portal once they are released. Northeastern Handicrafts and Handlooms Development Corporation has launched Padma Dori in New Delhi. It is a unique cross-cultural textile initiative that brings together the airy Ahimsa silk traditions of Northeast India with the rich Chanderi weaving heritage of Madhya Pradesh. Secretary, Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, Sanjay Jaju, launched the initiative. Speaking on the occasion yesterday, the secretary said, Padma Dori is not just bringing heritage but also bringing innovation. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 7 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Batting first, Rajasthan Royals posted 225 or 6 in 20 overs, with skipper Riyan Parag scoring 90. In reply, Delhi Capitals overhauled the target for the loss of 3 wickets in 19.1 overs, riding on KL Rahul's 75 of 40 balls. He was named player of the match. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.